Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 13th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are learning parak Yud Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Magrefa shenit l'kapa tmeya, a magrefa, which is a shovel that they would use to take ashes out of a stove or an oven. So if the scooper part was removed, it can still become tam b'nei sheika kornus, because then it's like a hammer, where you can still use the handle to swing it and to bang things in. Divrei Meir. V'cham metarim, v'cham say it's tahar, because you can't use it what it was meant to be used for. It was meant to be used as a shovel to pull out the ashes. Megera shenitlu shina achas mi benetayim tahora. If you had a saw that every other sharp tooth of the saw, the saw was removed, it's tahar, because it's not going to cut right. Nishtayu b'melo hasit b'makom echad. But if the melo hasit, which is if you hold your fingers apart, the distance between your middle finger and your index finger is a melo hasit, so if that much of it remains fully intact, then tamei, then it's still considered to be functional. Hama'atzad Vaizmal, Vahamafsalis, Vahmakadeach, Shinifkamu, any of these different types of sharp metal kalim that become damaged. Tameim, they're still tame because they're still somewhat usable. Nital chisuman, but if the cutting edge was taken off, tahorin, then they're going to become tahor. Vikulnishnachul shayim, if any of them are broken into two parts, tameim, they still become tame because they're usable, chutzmina makadeach, except for the makadeach, the drill bit, because it's useless if it's broken into two parts. If a blade of a plane was removed and the wooden block of it was still intact, tahora, that block is tahora because you can't use it for anything functional. You can't use it for anything. Mishnah hey, machat shenitel charira o ukta. If you have the eye of a needle, the other side, the edge of the needle is removed, tahora, it's going to be tahora because you can't use it for sewing. I mean, the only way you can sew with it is if you have somewhere to put the thread through, and you have the other edge which is sharp enough to go through the fabric. But if you say, okay, this is a needle I'm not going to use for sewing anymore, I'll use it to stretch cloth, then tamea, then it's functional, so it's tamea. Shel sakin shenitel charira, if the eye of a needle that's used by people who make sacks was removed, tamea, then it could still become tamim neshuhu koseva, because they would write with it, meaning they wouldn't be able to sew with it, but they would still use it as a pen. Nital uktza, if the point is taken off of it, tahura, then it's going to be tahur, because without a point it can't be used even for writing. Shel mituach, a needle made for stretching cloth, bein kach u bein kach tamea, can become tame whether the eye is removed or whether the point is removed, because either way it could still be used for stretching. Machat shehilsa chaluda, if a sewing needle became rusty, so imma kevesas hatzfira, if it makes it that it's not, you can't use it to stitch things with tahora, then it's tahora, vim lav tame, but otherwise it stays tame. Tzinora shepshata, if you have a fork that was straightened out, then the teeth were curved, and then you straighten them out, tahora, because you can't use it. Kafafa, but if it if you bent the teeth back to the way it was originally, chazrul tumasa, then it goes back to its original tuma status. So to review what we learned today in Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Dalet, we spoke about a fire shovel and that was missing its pieces, and different sharp metal utensils that the cutting edge is removed, and what remains tame, what does not remain tame. And Mishnah Hey, we spoke about a bunch of different types of needles, and whether when the eye is removed of the needle, the point is removed of the needle from the needle, whether it remains something that's functional and is mekabeltum or is not functional, and therefore is not mekabeltum. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Vav.